Walking with Pride. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
These are objective tests. The tests will be what they will be. They are totally objective, and that will provide facts for which an intellectual conversation can take place.
So far, really good at the Tennessee Walking Horse National Celebration in Shelbyville. The industry has come under a lot of fire in recent years over what some have called animal abuse. But this year, for the first time, an independent group of world-class equine veterinarians have been on the ground throughout the celebration conducting their own tests on the horses. And so far, no signs of abuse. Tom Blankenship is the spokesman for the Veterinary Advisory Committee.
To our knowledge, this is the first time world-class, knowledgeable equine veterinarians have read digital x-rays to determine any impropriety of the shoeing. It is the first time there's been broad-based blood testing to determine any agents that could adversely affect the horse, done by independent labs, done anonymously.
And USDA inspectors are on the grounds as usual at the celebration, but the Veterinary Advisory Committee is completely separate from those inspections, and Tom Blankenship says he thinks with the digital x-rays that are being conducted and the blood work and the eyes of these experts will clearly give a definitive answer to determine if a horse has been sored or abused.
Between the three veterinarians on the Veterinary Advisory Committee, you could not assemble a group of six better eyes any place in the world. But we would hope that this is a start of objective scientific testing to eliminate the uncertainty of the inspection process.
So far, so good at the Tennessee Walking Horse National Celebration. The world grand champion will be named on Saturday night. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.